Hello everyone, good evening. Our next speaker is Rex Ha. He's a research scientist at Homebrew, and he's going to talk and let us know more about building local AI with the full stack approach. Give a warm round of applause. Rex.
Okay. Hello, first them. I'm Rex, a researcher at Homebrew. We are based in Singapore. Today, I will take you on a journey through an anatomy of the thinking machine, exploring how a local interact with us in both hardware and software levels. A little bit about us. We are building complete environment for open source local AI. Our focus is on running AI locally, from serving LLMs on servers to laptops, to even edge device like mobiles or robots. And we also train a few integrations of real-time multimodal models. We have launched a few products like Jan, a ChatGPT alternative desktop application that lets you run over, like run any open source model on your own machines. And if you prefer to host it yourself, we have Cortex, a local API platform. And we also released a new model, Ichigo, a family of speech language models that can respond to you in a real time. Additionally, we are also experimenting with robotics simulations as well. We are basically everything for AI enthusiasts, small businesses, and enterprise need to run a local LLM. This brings to the full control for you to easily modify model knowledge to adapt with your need and eliminates concern about data privacy. After focusing on a local inference, we wanted to create our own model. But when we look at the foundational model, it's too expensive, like, and we cannot, like, we absolutely cannot compete with big techs like Meta, OpenAI, or Google. So we think of a different way that we utilize. How about that you train your own LLM? I saw like a few hands, but like, yeah, it's good. How about train a multimodal LLM? I see over there are some people. Well, you guys are like really deep into the field. But then come to the hardware, like, have you built your own desktop with GPU? A lot. And like, you build a GPU cluster? Oh! Actually, I haven't built one. Like my other college built it for me to train model, but I don't really know about it. And last one, have you debugged an H100 cluster for inference and fine tuning? Wow, you're rich. You're rich. Yeah. Well, I that one is like my pain point of every night. I have to like debugging stuff. Yeah, okay, so great. Some of you have like, I saw that some of you have like knowledge, technical knowledge, but some doesn't, so I may have everyone to catch up. So I will do a quick recap on LLMs and stuff, with like a really high level of abstraction. So yeah. Okay, so what is LLM? But attention guys, researchers out there, please cover your eyes, because I will like do a really simple, like seriously oversimplification for this. So please cover your eyes if you already know it. Okay, first we have a neural network layers, transformer layers. Is it like a mimicking of the way we digitalize our version of our brain? And are they perfect? Not really. They're not perfect. They're not really perfect of like mimicking our brain. But do they work? Yes, probably. But can they handle a lot of data? Oh, hell yeah. They have all of the internet of us, right? And then like there's encoding layers, which is like a component that can help to get the model to translate human language into a machine language. And then we have like the decoder layers, which is translate back the after calculations and stuff, it will translate the machine language back to the human language. Yeah, but the main focus of this talk is on how this AI can run on our machine. So the key thing you will need to know that these layers are just a stack of components that let the machine can think. Okay, so another piece of knowledge that you may need to know is that what exactly inside of the model. So let's say when you say you're running Mistral or Llama, what does that really mean? Like there are different versions of Mistral. You can see like this one is like 4 gigabyte of storage, and that one is like 24 gigabyte. So what is the real difference here? The answer lies in the model's parameters. The more parameter means like the it's larger and also it's smarter. So it comes with like we need a lot more hardware. Another factor is that the quantization model is not linearly. You can see it's like a logarithmic growth. So scaling up the models and just sustain approach, but let the smaller models smarter is the way. So and believe me, this graph was real in last year, but this year smaller models like we saw that QGAN 7B or Llama 3.8B, they are all really good, and we can use it for daily basis. So as expected with the previous point, bigger models require more memory. So if we want to serve, let's say, 8 users in a row, the VRAM need it increase even more. And if we want to run it with like flow 16 for the better performance, the GPU needed is going to be insane, right? Yeah, and this is why NVIDIA are making so much money these days. And yeah, and also that's why like multiple companies right now, like Amazon or Google, or even some startups, they are trying to develop their own hardware to specifically to inference the language model. So to make it more practical, you want the most intelligent AI to serve you at home. So how many GPUs do you need to run a 70 billion model on a consumer card like 30, 60? It's not like it cannot. But for like even the V100, you need like 16 of them. But for 800, you need like around 4. And those are not like a simple machine. And you can see on the right here is a picture of my colleague's house before we move everything into the data center. And you can see like when we're running a 70B model for our internal use, it would heat like his house up for the whole winter. Yeah. And like if you're an Apple fan, you might think that you can stacking max to run the models. Ooh, okay. You can stack it to run the model. Yeah, actually this is like you can see they are actually using it to run the model. But nah, just kidding, please do not burn your house like that. Like please don't do this at home. Okay. But but this view is large enough that companies like I said before, like a startup called Grok, they introduce new hardware called LPU, which is the hardware specifically to design for the large language model inference. So this makes the prediction progress insanely fast. So all of those just to support a beefy model that's now even more talkative. Recently, we have heard a lot about like OpenAI 01, and yesterday is like 03, and the tsunami of AI advancement in the West called DeepSeek. They are on like the success of lately lay on the technique called test time compute. So which means essentially is like when you let the model think longer or let it like talk longer, and hopefully it will become smarter. But well, yeah, it's not always the case. Okay. Okay. But the main takeaway here is that we all know that these techniques will be more viral, and also it consume even more GPU time. So this brings to another aspect. Okay, so GPUs now don't, like, not only need more size, like bigger size, they also need to calculate things faster. So you have probably heard of TeraFlop on the news when NVIDIA promotes their GPU, right? These measure how many float point operations of a machine can perform. So more importantly, yeah, we found that when we're testing on our, when we developed the app, we found that the memory bandwidth is crucial for faster inference. Inside of the GPU, a lot of data transfers happen between SRAM and HBM. So increasing of memory bandwidth boosts the data. And yeah, we have another option. If we don't want to choose NVIDIA GPU, you don't want NVIDIA to get rich, so you can switch to Snapdragon chips, which extend the AMD, include NVUs. Okay, so next up, people want to move to the desktop workstation. At the core is the motherboard, so which is communicate with the GPUs and all the components. Here you can plug multiple things onto the motherboard and hope it doesn't break. These components are typically larger and provide more computing power. And the next level, we will scale up to servers. They are made of better components, offering we can run it 24 hours per day. And each of the unit is designed to be modular. So we have like multiple of CPU and multiple of GPUs connected together. This is this could give you at the right side could give you roughly an idea of what is the server. This is a really old architecture up to this day, but yeah, you can look at it as a reference. So when you have a lot of money and you don't want, you don't know how to use it, you can like buy a multiple server and connect it into a data center racks. This will connect it through Infinity Band or NVLinks. Okay, so those are like all of the intuition I want to give about hardware. So let's come to the main of the talk. So this is the talk is about like the autonomy of the machine during inference. Okay, so here I just want to say something we have